Hello, everyone. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime in our sides. My name is Greg. Today, I'm joined by Nick, and it is our second Thanksgiving special, right? We did one last year, right?
I think so.
There's no way that we miss a holiday special.
No, there should not, because we were doing it week by week. We never missed a beat.
Yeah, and holiday specials are so easy to do. So, I'm coming at you with another one. I'm pretty sure last time we probably talked something about what we're thankful for. I don't know, something cheesy, something sappy like that.
Definitely. Yeah.
This time around, we're going to do something a little bit different. This is my idea, and it's something that I have been kind of thinking about recently. Takes into account a few of the things that have happened. I think it's been a few months ago. It might have happened at the end of last year. But the broad topic that we're going to talk about is on the idea of cancel culture, which I'm sure everybody's heard of it by now, right? Everybody knows what cancel culture is. Everybody knows how people act during it. I feel like it's not something that's been super... It's a pretty recent thing, I think.
Within the past couple of years.
Yeah, because Twitter and all that kind of stuff. I feel like Twitter is the main hub for canceling people.
Yeah.
That is where all that stuff happens. And we're going to take this idea and apply it to Thanksgiving, because I think out of all the holidays, Thanksgiving is the one that probably either is or would be under the most fire, right? Because if we look at the origins, you could call it, of Thanksgiving, right? Everybody, we all learned in school that it was when the first people from Europe came, the Puritans. I think, okay, I'm not going to lie, U.S. history is not my strong suit.
I'm horrible at it as well.
The Mayflower, I think it was the people from the Mayflower and all those homies came, and then they shared a feast with the Native Americans, and it was a great time of being thankful, all that kind of stuff. And that was what we learned in school, right? So it's supposed to be a holiday that kind of brings us together. But then, now as we get older, now with the culture these days, right, everybody's focusing not on the fact that, oh, look, we all shared a meal together, but it's what the white people did to the Native Americans, right? A lot of bad stuff, and historically a lot of bad stuff has happened to the Native Americans by the hands of the Americans, and I guess back at that time at the hands of the settlers, whether it be, I guess, necessarily intentional or not. Some of the stuff that they talk about, they spread smallpox, chickenpox, I don't remember, one of the two, and killed a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, you can't say that that's intentional. It's not like they're oh my gosh, keep that one sick person aboard so that we can just throw them in and then let the disease spread. But obviously some other things are probably intentional. And so there are probably a lot of people now that would like to, in a sense, cancel Thanksgiving. They don't want people to be celebrating Thanksgiving because of the ambiguous and slash or evil, oppressive, I don't know what words they use these days, intent behind the original settlers and their interactions with the Indians or the Native Americans, my bad. What do you think about that?
I feel like people can cancel it if they want to. However, I don't think it really... at this time, just be thankful for what you have. It doesn't really matter, where we got this context from, in my opinion. But actually, not gonna lie, I don't really know. I feel like I haven't really thought of it as much as most people. Honestly, because... I don't know. Every Thanksgiving, I just eat my turkey, celebrate with family. It's a time off, and I enjoy it. But I think if you look into the context of how it all began, it's pretty crappy how it happened, because so many people suffered back when the Mayflower came, back when the English took over the land, and I don't think the Native Americans or Indians were very thankful about this whole conflict that happened. like hundreds of years ago. But I think that as an American, it's now part of our culture. And I mean, this is how we got here, even though it might be like one of the worst parts of our, like one of the cruelest things that we've done throughout history.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like blame you for not thinking about it, 'cause I feel like, well, first of all, I feel like when we were younger, obviously, we don't care about this kind of stuff. Like, yeah, dude,
Yeah,
it's
all
just
we
like,
drew were turkeys.
yeah, hand turkeys, bro.
We drew
Like,
turkeys with our hands. Yeah.
but I mean, now I think that, I mean, if you were to ask this question, if people cared about it like 50 years ago, I doubt that people would have really cared about it either. I think like a lot is our current like political, social climate, is kind of making people want to like think about these things or making people ask questions, whether that be a good thing or a bad thing. I think that it could go either way. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, I just think that it's like really interesting. And the whole concept of like cancel culture itself, I find super interesting because, it's the yeah, I mean, it's the idea that like you can, because of something that happened in the past, right? You can like make somebody lose credibility now, like even though like if what was said or done in the past is not what that person believes or what that person does like today, like, 'cause I mean, like people change, right? Like, it's like, dude, if I had to stand by everything that I said when I was like a seventh grader, dude, like, it'd
Oh,
be over.
I was horrible. I was
It'd be over.
horrible back in like middle school and high school. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, like delete those
I would have been
chat
canceled.
files. Yeah.
Dude, I went back to my Facebook and started like privating and deleting all of my old like things I've said that were like,
Wait,
pretty
really?
saucy. Yeah, because I was like, this is pretty bad. Like, if I were to, I don't know, it's very like, there'd be like racist comments or something. I'd be like, it's like, no, this was, I mean, like back then it was like maybe 10, 15 years ago, or maybe like more like 10 years ago when we were like in middle school. Like, people, it wasn't as a big of a deal to say like the N-word or something. But I think
Dude,
within the past 10
so many
years,
people dropped the N-word in high
yo,
school.
so many people, yeah, like white people, like Spanish people, like
Asian people, bro.
everybody, Asian people, yeah. But now, like within the past 10 years, we've been telling people no, we can't say that word because now we know the context behind it. I think ignorance is like actual bliss because if we didn't know all these things, if we did not know about like the context of Thanksgiving, we'll just eat Thanksgiving as if nothing happened. If we like didn't know the context about like these bad words or like these words that we can't say anymore, then we'd probably be still saying them like to this day, and which could be very harsh to the people that are receiving these words or these cultures that have like made these words are just gonna be like, why are you saying this word? Like, this is not like, what are you doing? But yeah, so it's just interesting to think that like if we didn't know the context, none of these things would have happened. Or none of these, no, nobody would get canceled. We didn't know context. Like Greg, if I didn't know, if I knew you back in like middle school, high school, we'll cancel each other. But like, we know each other now, and I think as we grow up, I guess we are more sensitive, or we know like where we can't step on like certain words or things because that's like what our culture is now. Like back then, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, overall, like, even though you can say that we have gotten more sensible over time, which I think is true, like I think that we have definitely grown up. Like when people like get older, they just become more sensible and they realize, you know, like I could say these things, but also like I could just not say them. Like people start to understand that. Like I feel like as kids, sometimes you're just like, you just don't think that you're like physically able to not like do things. Because I mean, back then, like the reason why everybody said it was like either to be cool or to be funny. Right. And then you start to, I mean, when you grow up, you start to realize like those things aren't necessarily like that important. And there are also other ways to do that without like hitting any type of boundaries. 'Cause I mean, like you would, like even if people didn't like necessarily care as much, right? Or if like not as many people care as much. The fact that there are still people who care, and there always will be people who care. Yes. Like just like not even going into like close to that space of potentially offending someone and doing whatever is just a better way to live life, right? Just like you don't want to get into conflicts all the time unless you do. Unless you do, that's a little interesting. And but yeah, like you said, yeah, it's like how just people are these days. There's no way like around it. Like you can't be like, all right, time to rewind time to go back to when these things were more or less okay, right? I mean, like you look at the TV shows that we watched back then. Like Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, dude. There are a lot of racial caricatures in Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm. Why is Grim Jamaican, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, like that the Asian dude encouraged a cowardly dog, dude.
There's so many places.
Yeah, they're like that. That just was how like some humor was back then. But yeah, now things don't really. Like now we can't really be doing that kind of stuff, and like they're even going back and stopping certain, like, not cartoons, but like they're like retracting certain episodes. Like I hear that for SpongeBob, they're not airing like the panty raid episode.
Oh yeah, they're not. That's sad. So funny.
Yeah,
it's really sad, but like I can understand why. I mean, panty raid episode for kids.
Okay, when I was a kid, I had no idea what that meant. I was just like. I was like, you know, Patrick, yeah, sure, the panty raid. Like I legitimately had no idea what it was, but I still thought it was funny. But now they're like, oh no, this ain't gonna fly anymore.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so essentially like for the viewers that are listening, the SpongeBob episode is basically Mr. Krabs is getting old and like he's feeling his age. And he wants to feel young again. So he's like, oh, who's the youngest people that I know? And that's SpongeBob and Patrick. And this is like where you get the memes like, oh, do you feel it yet, Mr. Krabs? Yeah. Do you feel it yet, Mr. Krabs? But essentially, SpongeBob and Patrick like bring Mr. Krabs along. And the very last thing that they do is go on a panty raid, which they go to like this person's house and steal their like underwear. And long and behold, it was his grandma. It was his mom's panties. It was his mom's panties that they were at. And he didn't even, Mr. Krabs didn't know, and he did it.
Which is like hilarious. First of all.
Which is like hilarious. But it was like really bad context because like no kid should be doing a panty, right?
I mean, like, I feel like that was just a thing that kids thought. Because, you know, like back then, nobody had video games or like whatever. You had to like go out and like actually hang out and do stuff. I feel like I would if you had a manga that was set in the like 1960s, I could see kids trying to do that. I feel like it's a product of like the old times, like the older times. Mm-hmm. I guess. But yeah, it's like that's like an example of like people going back and people like, all right, this old stuff doesn't cut it.
Needs to go. Yeah.
And another reason why I wanted to bring this topic up, because it doesn't just relate to Thanksgiving, even though I think that only the most like hardcore of the cancelers are going to like go after Thanksgiving. I think most people generally think Thanksgiving is fine. I think. I don't know. But even things like, I think a few months ago, maybe at the end of last year or the start of this year, like there's a whole thing with Ravi Zacharias, right? Mm-hmm. Who was this like really, really like big apologist, and he died. And then a little bit after his death, like people were coming out and saying that he like sexually abused them at these like. Like the massage parlors that he frequented, right? He had like back problems, and so he'd go to massage parlors to be able to get like relief, treatment, stuff like that. And then like while he was there, like sexually abused. It was like a whole bunch of people too. And then after that, there was like a really big outcry and being like condemning Ravi Zacharias, right? Because what he did was like very obviously wrong. Like you cannot look at him and be like, no, this is this is totally fine. But then I think what happens was a lot of people were like, first of all, we're gonna cancel this man, right? Like everything that he ever said can no longer, like you can't listen to anything he's ever said, right? All of the sermons, all of the arguments, all of the like thought that he's given and he's put out through the years can no longer be trusted because he has done these things. Even if he's talked or he's like if he did if he like did that all that kind of stuff before he started having all these back problems, right? There's this whole widespread like idea of canceling Ravi Zacharias and everything that he's ever done. And I think that this happens kind of frequently. Like I feel like whenever somebody's like, oh, this person, like we need to cancel this person, everything they've ever done is like you go back, you look through the entire catalog and be like, no, none of this. And I don't know. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's something that should happen? Do you think that that makes sense, or are there like problems with it?
About cancel, like, what was the framework of the question again?
So basically the idea that if you cancel somebody for something that they've done, everything that they've like done before that can no longer be trusted, can no longer, can no longer be trusted, can no longer be taken as like used for anything. Like you can't even like mention his name, like don't like quote this man, stuff like that.
I think for something like Ravi, where a lot of the things that he did while he was like doing apologetics, a lot of it is very true, and a lot of them is very useful, like knowledge that most Christians should like listen to just to hear about like how to defend the faith, for instance. I think for something what he did was, or for his work that he did, it's harder to cancel, in my opinion, because what he said is like straight from like the Bible, or is straight from like a different source, outside of him, in my opinion. So, I think, yeah, you can cancel the man for doing what he did, but I think his past work. Like he still did amazing work, for the people that he touched, for the people that he transformed throughout his whole life. I think at the very end of his life, he screwed up, he messed up, and so that's why people are gonna remember Ravi by that, because like that's how he ended like life, right? But I think for like other characters, like I think there's like one about like Ellen DeGeneres, like on screen she looks like the nicest woman, but throughout her like career, the people that worked on like the Ellen DeGeneres show, like hated working there or felt like it was very toxic. So I think like throughout like her like show, like you can tell that like maybe she was just putting a facade throughout her entire career, in which she's actually not like the greatest person. So that can like translate to like her other like works that she's done throughout the show. But that's like, I don't know, it's like different viewings. I don't know, does that answer like the question?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's something really interesting that like people actually have to start thinking about it now, because it's like, let's say Drake Bell. That's like, right? Like
Yikes.
I forgot what did he do? He some like
Didn't he talk to like kids or something?
was it like child grooming, like something like that?
He started
Something with
talking to kids.
underage girls. Like that's about all that I know. So like now that this man, like people now that people don't like this man, like can you still watch Drake and Josh, right? Can you still enjoy Drake and Josh? Is like a question that people now have to think about, right? Because I mean, there's some like I never really watched it as a kid, but I've watched a few clips here and there, and some of it's like kind of funny, like.
Drake and Josh is actually one of the best like Nickelodeon shows that have came out, and not gonna lie, I found like YouTube videos about Drake Bell, and they have like clips of like Drake and Josh,
Yeah,
and
I've seen some.
it'll be like I think they'll say a line and it was like, oh, this aged so poorly. And
Yeah.
it shows like Drake in like
When
prison or
they're in
something.
prison,
Like,
yeah.
yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But I think like what he did during his time like as a child actor, like I think it's fine. Like, I mean, it wasn't like he was like doing horrible things while he was a child actor. It was just after that, right? And like I think people just make mistakes like, you know, a lot of times, and sometimes they need to be punished for it. But I think their old works should not be punished for something that they did like later on in life. And that's what I think.
Yeah, that's probably where I stand too. Like I think that the getting rid of like everything that somebody's done for something that they have done recently is very dubious in its like and how like correct, I guess. Like I don't know how to necessarily phrase it, but it's like I don't think it's a smart way to go about things at the end of the day. 'Cause like I mean you look at anybody. Everybody messed up, right? 'Cause we know because we read the Bible, right? We know that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
There's grace. There's grace, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously grace is something that is non-existent
In cancel
in the
culture.
widespread culture, social culture today, yeah. But yeah, I just think it's like really interesting to think about it, especially like now that we're getting to Thanksgiving, it's something that I was like thinking about a little bit, yeah, in respect to Thanksgiving, because I feel like all these things have happened within like the past year, like because I play Smash, right? And when was this? A year ago, I think it was
Oh
like a year ago.
yeah.
There's like a massive, like, there's a massive thing where like one person got outed for like something, one person got
Sexual
canceled,
assault.
and
Yeah,
then
there's
like
like a sexual assault
everybody
charge in
ev
cancel
in the
culture.
widespread culture, social culture today, yeah. But yeah, I just think it's like really interesting to think about it, especially like now that we're getting to Thanksgiving, it's something that I was like thinking about a little bit, yeah, in respect to like half the scene got canceled. Because like once one person came out about one person, then like a lot more people started coming out about a lot of other people, and like that was a whole like wild it was a wild like 2 weeks of just like new stories coming out every single day and like people getting canceled. And then like it's really funny because I don't know if I call it funny, but it's a little bit funny because a lot of times people will come up with like people will do certain like things and then they name it after themselves, right? So there's like this is like one tech that's like called that they call it DJ Nintendo because he really does it. And then this one time I was playing against my friend and I was like he like did the thing. He did like the combo and I was like, "Oh, you just did the DJ Nintendo." And he was like, "No, you can't say that. I mean, I just did the redacted." And then if you like look back at like old videos like people are talking, it's like, "Oh, it's gonna be like Redacted's team, like redacted from Redacted's team is playing redacted from Redacted's team because they all like all four people got canceled."
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. And then, yeah, and then a few months after that, it was the whole Ravi Zacharias thing. And then, like, tons more people. I feel like people are getting canceled like every single day. But
Yeah, Pog Champ.
yeah, oh, true. Punk, that's
Pog
actually
Champ.
crazy. That's actually
Yeah.
like, what did he do? Didn't he just
He
support
just said
Trump?
something.
I'm pretty sure he just supported
Maybe.
Donald Trump or something like that.
I think he supported the civil unrest during the 2021 storming of the United States Capitol. That's what I'm reading right now. And then so they took his like face off of like
So now it's just
off
his
of
lips.
Twitch. Yeah.
Now it's
Is it
just his
actually just
lips.
his lips?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I
That's
think
so
it, I think
funny.
they changed PogChamp to Pog and Pog is just his lips. But yeah, I think he yeah, you said something about that, which I mean that is like its whole separate issue, right? Because there are a lot of like things that go about that, and you can, and yeah, they got rid of PogChamp, which is like crazy. Like
Yeah.
PogChamp was and like kind of still is like really popular. Like
Like, is a Twitch culture like
it is
it's
like
very much there.
it's a fundamental part of Twitch culture. Like they
Yeah.
got rid of it, but it's still there, right?
Yeah, it was because he was a far right conspiracist. and that's why they took him off.
I think that that's probably what it says on the internet, right? That's like their reasoning for it. Yeah, which is like, which is interesting because it depends. I think I read it during the time. I think I read his tweet during the time, and I probably wouldn't go as far as to say it was like white ring conspiracy. But I think to a lot of people, it probably does sound like right-wing conspiracy, right? Because if you're on the left side, then you're obviously like, do you, anything that goes on there is really far. Because you are farther away from it.
Yeah. I mean, this is very political and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's probably not something we want to go into as much. But
the fact that it did happen.
Because of that. Yeah. Because of like your political stance, that's why you get canceled. That's kind of insane at times, but I mean, mm-hmm. that's how people feel. That's what the masses feel. There's like a petition wanting to remove him or cancel him from like the Twitch meme, the like emotes mm-hmm. and everything. So,
yeah, I mean, this is just the world that we live in now. Like, one second you can be enjoying something, and then like next second, people on Twitter will be like, yo, cancel this, like, cancel that. And it's tough because like at what point like sometimes I wonder to myself like at what point does it stop, right? Like,
yeah,
will it all stop after everything has been canceled? Like, what is the end of, what is the goal of this? Like, where does it stop? Like, if people are already starting to have second thoughts about Thanksgiving and they start to cancel Thanksgiving, like, what's the next holiday, right? I mean, they're already canceling Columbus Day because
Christopher Columbus. They took down statues. They like do not like Christopher Columbus anymore.
People these days,
20 years ago they liked him, 20 years later they did not like
him. Yeah, and it's like, okay, now what, like where are they going next? Because like, yeah, you see, I think they're like, people are trying to cancel like a lot of US presidents, like Lincoln. I'm pretty sure people are trying to cancel Lincoln and then like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, like
people do not like white men.
Yeah, like, yeah, which is like they're just like trying to get rid of everybody, and it's like, okay, where does it stop? Because like I think at this point when we're, because we like at this point when we're enjoying life, right? I'm enjoying the Thanksgiving season. Like, I've been applying to jobs every single day. Dude, when Thanksgiving comes, I'm not gonna apply to anything. Like, I'm taking that day as a break.
Definitely.
Like, everybody like really enjoys it, but it's now we're enjoying it, but 10 years down the line, right, are we going to be enjoying Thanksgiving again? And it's, I think it's something that we need to maybe think about like a little bit more, if like we haven't really been thinking about it before, because I think it's something that people, something that people really think about, right? I wasn't sitting here like 2 years ago thinking, what's Thanksgiving going to be like 10 years from now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, thank God that it's called Thanksgiving and not like someone else's name that we can cancel. Because like, if you think about Christopher Columbus Day, didn't they change it to like Indigenous People Day or something?
I think that's what they're trying to do. Something like that.
I mean, I think they did it. They did it, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Is it like a like the government has changed this thing, or is it like, because I can see it in like local and like different counties and like communities,
I think the government has changed it to Indigenous People. Yeah, I mean, I think I saw on my calendar just like Indigenous People Day.
I gotta go.
There's no such thing as Christopher Columbus Day. Yeah.
What is Columbus
Day? So I think thank God. I think like, is it February? I'm not too sure. But thank God that it's called Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving will stay because, dude, we just get the day off. most people get the day off, hopefully. Bless your soul if you're working on that day. But most people get the day off. It's a time where you can spend time with your family and just enjoy just eating and just being thankful while thinking about the, you know, the things that happened back in the back in the days.
So it's actually in October, and I think there is both a Columbus Day and an Indigenous Peoples Day. At least that's what it says on my calendar. Like, there's the two of them.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it is a good thing that it's called Thanksgiving, because like, the thing about Thanksgiving is that even though it may have started, it may have had its roots potentially in like the this supposed feast between the settlers and the Native Americans. And despite what has happened since then, you can go learn about that in your history classes. It has, I'm not going to say it got usurped, but it has changed kind of meaning in a little bit. Like, we're not here to, when we celebrate Thanksgiving, we don't celebrate that event. We celebrate,
Each other
yeah,
in a
like the
sense.
now it's like the idea of like coming together, being thankful for what we have. Like, that is the heart of Thanksgiving now. It's not a celebration for this thing that has happened, right? That's why it's something like Columbus Day would be different, or like MLK Day. Like, those celebrate those people and what they did. This, though it did celebrate a certain day, now it is more about celebrating an idea, and it's celebrating this coming togetherness, right? And I think that that's much harder to get rid of, because like, because then like, if you're trying to say let's get rid of Thanksgiving, I'll be like, yo, you ain't thankful? We're trying to get rid of thankfulness now? Like,
Yes. Yeah, I feel you. Thank God it's called Thanksgiving. Yeah, dude, let's just have the off day. Let's just chill. Like, I think it's gonna stay around, and it's like the thing before, like, it's like the calm before the storm of like
Christmas.
Christmas a lot of times. Yeah, and I think one thing we can cancel might be like Black Friday. Sometimes it just like ruins Thanksgiving because
Dude,
like it's just like right
stampedes.
after, just go out. Yeah,
Like, Black Friday is actually
like people have
crazy.
died. Yeah,
Yeah.
people have died during Black Friday, which is like insane. So I'm thinking like now I feel like we have e-commerce, we have like online shopping. It might be a lot better. A lot of times there's not like great deals for like Black Friday. So hopefully, people aren't going crazy with Black Friday shopping. People could just relax and just like chill with their families.
Yeah, I'm planning on dropping a few hundred dollars, you know. Actually,
Dang, look at
I
you.
don't got the income to support that no more.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, I mean, I was gonna ask, like, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? But I think we've already gone over that,
I mean, we got over that with our other podcast like
right?
last year, our Thanksgiving special.
Yeah.
Hopefully this would drop like before Thanksgiving on
I'll get this
Wednesday.
down. I'll get this down by Wednesday.
Okay, I just gotta make sure I get it down. But yeah, so I think like Thanksgiving, just be thankful for the people. Like, how do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Mean, normally I just like go to church, right? We got a big potluck, eat some food, talk to some friends and all that kind of stuff. And that's a good Thanksgiving, I think. I think it's always good to spend these times with other people, 'cause I mean, normally it's just me and my mom in the house. Like,
Yeah.
'cause my dad comes back usually for like Christmas time, like end of the year, like New Year, all that kind of stuff. And then my sister comes back whenever she feels like it, but like generally if it's like during Thanksgiving, normally it's just me and my mom in the house. And like we don't even eat traditional Thanksgiving stuff. Like, we're eating just like rice and like some vegetables, right? So it's always fun to be able to spend time with like the people at church and all that kind of stuff. This year, we're actually, I don't think we're, yeah, we're not having that. I think that they're like, yeah, we're not having dinner at the church this year, which is a little bit sad because I think it will just be me. I think it's going to be me and my mom and like my dad's business partner's like daughter, something like that. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But it'll be, I think, a three-person Thanksgiving, which, I mean, not the worst thing in the world. How about you? You got a big family.
Yeah, I have a big family. So usually when I was little, I usually went to like my great aunt's house, which is like, what is it? My great grandpa's like sec like ch brothers, children's family. So usually we go over there. They have like a big house, and I usually there's like a potluck. There's like a lot of food. There might be like turkey, mashed potatoes, like all this like Thanksgiving food. Sometimes they have sushi, sometimes they have like brisket and like kalbi. I'm like, ooh, people are fancy out here. But yeah, usually it's just a big party where we just eat, talk, maybe watch football, and then people go out to Thanksgiving shop. And that's usually like what I do. I think this year, since my sister recently got married, her in-laws invited me and my family to go to their Thanksgiving dinner or lunch. Like, Thanksgiving starts at like 3 p.m. or something, because Black Friday starts at like 7 or 6 p.m.
Wait,
Like,
really?
whatever. Yeah, Black Friday starts super early these days.
That's kind of crazy. I didn't know about
Yeah,
that.
that cancel Black Friday. But yeah, it's because like, oh, we want to get the early deals, or like
True.
the doorbusters, is that what they say? Yeah. So this year, that's what I'm doing. I gotta go find like a dessert to bring over, and just eat, relax, and just chill with family. Even though it's like my new family, because I've never been with this side before. So it'll be interesting. But usually, like, I have like Friendsgiving. This weekend was with the boys. We got hot pot together.
Nice.
It was good. It was good just to like catch up, just to see the guys again. And yeah, it was a good time. Do you usually have like Friendsgiving or?
I don't know. Like, I don't remember. Like, maybe. I feel like me and my friends try to do something at some point during the week. I've never called a Friendsgiving, but I mean, I'm trying to get. I'm thinking sushi on Wednesday.
That's it. With the
With the
boys?
boys.
Yeah, that's basically like a
Going to celebrate.
sort of like a friends gaming.
I mean, it's like part that, and one of my friends just got a job, so gonna go celebrate that.
Yo,
So he's
that's good.
paying. I'm gonna.
Ooh.
I actually I don't know. He probably he definitely does not have the funds to be able to do that yet. He,
He should not.
yeah. But. And then I'm thinking I'm gonna maybe hang out with like Lawrence and some pals sometime.
Okay.
Gonna play some board games.
True, true, true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, so,
a good time.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think like for the viewers watching, I don't know if you have the space to host people. I don't know if you can invite people to like your Thanksgiving dinners. But if you know like families that aren't like celebrating Thanksgiving, like reach out to them and see if they want to come to your Thanksgiving like venue or whatnot. Because I think it's a time for like friends and family to be thankful for each other, and hopefully people can do that, right? People can come together and celebrate together, because celebrating Thanksgiving alone,
Sad.
not the best time. It's very sad. But celebrating with friends and family, like it makes you feel warm in the inside. So that should be what we should be doing for hospitality.
Yeah. And just before we close off, real rapid fire, anything that you're thankful for, specifically this Thanksgiving?
Thank you for friends. Thank you for you, Greg.
Oh.
I
Oh,
know, right?
Nick, wow. It's like we
Because I don't know,
didn't
we've
say
been
this
doing.
last year.
I mean, like, we've been doing this for a whole year,
That's true.
like a
Year and a half.
half almost. Yeah, so it's been pretty great, and yeah, just we just gotta keep each other accountable, and just keep putting con putting we gotta keep putting content out, and just have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
I'm thankful for technology, like my family and everything. I'm thankful for my job, even though I'm kind of looking for a new job too. But I'm thankful for God, for just
True.
planning everything out, you know? So
True.
what are you thankful for, dude?
I mean, if I gotta say some new stuff that I'm thankful for, not like anything I said last year, obviously. Thankful for, I guess, kind of the break that I'm kind of having now, right? I'm in between jobs, and this is a indefinite in between job, or like a, we don't know when it's gonna end in between jobs, but it is nice. It's a little bit relaxing. I mean, like, I do get a lot of time to do whatever. Another thing I'm thankful for, dude. Remember what I said at the beginning of the year, right? We had our New Year's resolution thing. I said I was going to put out a video
Did you?
by the end of this year. No, not yet. But I am so close, dude. I
So close.
Right, all the ideas are down. I'm already as a little bit of a sneak peek onto what type of stuff I'm gonna be doing. Right, it's gonna be called PPT, like PowerPoint, the file save name for PowerPoint. And so it's gonna be in the format of using PowerPoints and stuff like that. And the PowerPoint is it's like 70-80% done, and I just need to finish it.
Yeah, the 20%.
But I am very close to finally being able to do that. I think some of the ideas that I'm having now for it are better than the ones that I've had before, so thankful for that, that's finally going along and stuff like that. Thankful to be able to, I think, teach Sunday school, teach small groups, because you do, even though some of these kids are not the most fun to work with, right? I got sixth to ninth graders. These
It's not
guys
fun,
don't have a
yeah.
brain sometimes. But the but like the fact that I need to keep on, I need to learn stuff. I need to read the Bible. That's been really good. And,
Awesome.
so yeah, that's all the stuff that I'm thankful for. Yeah, obviously thankful for this podcast, right? For you being here, Nick, the only
Yes,
faithful one that's
always.
been beside me this entire time. Yeah, I think that's it. For everybody out there listening, really hope that you guys all have a great Thanksgiving. You get to, yeah, like Nick said, enjoy with friends, enjoy with family. Remember to think about the things that you're thankful for. Yeah, thank God for Thanksgiving, for allowing us to be able to be here.
We're meant to be thankful, yeah.
And I think with that, we're just gonna end it here. So thank you everybody for listening. We are Amen with the power of God and anime in our sides. Hope to see you next time. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.